The reality is that most communities had to fend for themselves as the government failed to grasp the severity of the situation. And the reason we see this slack response from government is because rural communities and those who live there simply don't matter in the eyes of this government. That sense of abandonment and anger is very real. And now, to add insult to injury, we have the top brass of the ESB effectively bullying those who suffered the most. It beggars belief that the CEO of the ESB came out and said that its customers would have to foot the bill for damage to the network caused by the storm. This is ahead of a company that made profits of €898 million in 2023, telling the people in rural Ireland, many of them who went without electricity for 2 weeks, that they have to cough up in the form of higher bills. What planet is he living on? And let me be clear, it is the ESB who should be compensating customers for the amount of time that they went without power. And to fund the repair of the network, his first protocol needs to be the massive profits that the ESB have accumulated off ripping off customers with some of the highest electricity prices in the EU for the last number of years. And Taoiseach, people are really angry about this. The top brass of the ESB need a wake-up call. And the people are asking, why isn't the government giving it to them? Clearly, the head honchos at the ESB are not prepared to let a good crisis go to waste and boosting profits. So the government needs to come off the bench in this, Taoiseach. You need to get on the pitch. You need to start protecting people from the impacts of this storm and making sure that the storm is not used as an excuse by ESB to gouge customers even further. So what does that mean? It means hauling in the ESB senior management. It means sitting them down and making it very clear to them that those whose lives have been rocked by this storm are not the people who are going to be forced to fork out in order to cover up the failures and mismanagement of the ESB in the first instance. And indeed, ESB should be compensating those customers who was left without electricity, in many cases, some for up to 2 weeks.